Coming in off of a hot Northwest day, Paige Browning here from the KUOW Newsroom in Seattle. Beginning this week, we're doing something new. Every weekday evening, we'll report the day's top stories right here. I'm glad you're listening. It's Wednesday, June 7th. Today, a possible wealth tax in Seattle, a strike at the University of Washington, and an answer on how to pack more apartments into downtown. But first, our top story. Youth mental health is getting more serious attention in Seattle today. City leaders are launching an initiative to tackle the growing mental health crisis among young people. Kate Walters has more.
The city's new initiative will create community-wide trainings to educate more adults to recognize and respond to mental health distress in young people. Here's Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell.
By focusing on the youth, we can disrupt the progression to adult disease and create a healthier future for our youth and our entire community. This is upstream work.
The new effort aims to promote prevention and early intervention with community members as first responders. Harrell says trainings will likely begin in the fall. Mental health disorders among youth increased sharply in recent years, while treatment and resources remain scarce. Chaitin Soni helps lead the Seattle Student Union.
Adults need to be able to talk to youth about these issues and create spaces, both in school and out of school, where students and young people can feel like they belong.
Soni says more mental health counselors and therapists are also needed. Kate Walters, KUOW News.
Seattle could get a wealth tax like it's never had before. Today, Seattle City Councilmember Alex Peterson announced a new capital gains tax proposal. Here's how he would do it. He'd have the city eliminate its water tax and instead raise the current tax on capital gains.
Adopting a more fair and progressive capital gains tax would ensure that no one has to pay taxes for their drinking water again, making this the first time Seattle has proactively eliminated a regressive tax.
The city says nixing the water tax would save the average household $100 a year. Lower-income residents pay a much higher percentage of their household earnings for taxes and fees than wealthier residents do. The state already has a new 7% capital gains tax for people who gain more than $250,000 a year on sales of things like stocks and bonds. Peterson's proposal would kick that up by 2% for Seattle residents. Striking workers took over the University of Washington campus today. Thousands of UW researchers and postdocs went on strike to demand living wages and other benefits. Beth Martin's been a research scientist for UW for over 30 years.
So when I was a young scientist in academia, my life wasn't glamorous, but I could pay rent, save for the future, even buy a little house in Seattle. Can you do that now?
No!
Is that okay with you?
The researchers' union, UAW 4121, claims the university is defying the state-mandated minimum salary threshold. UW officials offered a statement in response, saying it has offered significant wage increases for postdocs and researchers, and they're disappointed the workers walked away from bargaining when they were close to an agreement. The minimum wage for postdocs and researchers is currently around $53,000, according to UW's student newspaper, The Daily. Now, a follow-up to the dramatic debate on drug possession in Seattle and who prosecutes the crimes. A Seattle City Council member says he is committed to revisiting the proposed drug law. Amy Radel explains.
During a contentious meeting Tuesday, Seattle City Councilmember Andrew Lewis cast the decisive vote against implementing a new drug ordinance in Seattle. It would reflect the state's new increased penalty for drug possession. The city council vote means that for now, Seattle's city attorney doesn't have the power to prosecute those cases. Lewis said the city attorney failed to spell out how people who are arrested will be diverted away from court and into treatment as legislators intended. Now, Lewis says in a statement he will seek to adopt a version of the state law once city officials have worked to create and fund pathways to keep people out of jail. Amy Radel, KUOW News.
Washington State's political halls and indigenous communities are feeling a big loss today. former Washington State Senator John McCoy has died. Jeannie Lindsay has more.
John McCoy of the Tulalip Tribes died Tuesday. He was one of the longest-serving Native Americans in the Washington State Legislature. He retired in 2020 due to health reasons after serving 17 years as a state lawmaker. McCoy led efforts to overhaul the way Washington schools teach about tribal sovereignty and governance and to improve local tribes' access to voting rights. He also worked on various environmental and economic issues and helped expand access to dental care on reservations. He was 79 years old. I'm Jeannie Lindsay in Olympia.
And before we go today, we're getting answers on how downtown Seattle could fit more apartments into its limited space. Last night, the city concluded a design competition. Architects submitted proposals to convert specific offices into apartments. Joshua McNichols was there.
The competition was inspired by the fact that downtown has too much office space and too few apartments. It's all part of Mayor Bruce Harrell's plan to revive downtown Seattle.
We're trying to push the envelope on what we can do. What are the limits?
He said that could mean relaxing certain rules or providing financial incentives like tax breaks so that old buildings like the iconic Smith Tower could be turned into apartments. Joanna Avante was on the winning design team. She took heart in the mayor's words.
I feel like that gives us lots of hope that they are interested in making it happen.
Often, it's cheaper to tear down an old building rather than reuse it. But doing that creates more carbon emissions. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
And that's a wrap for today from the KUOW Newsroom in Seattle. We'll be back tomorrow evening with another roundup of the day's top stories. Let us know what you think. Email's good. Did you like something? Have a note? Email newsroom@kuow.org. Our producer is Andy Hurst, and I'm Paige Browning. Catch up with you tomorrow.